Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. There is a question of the reason behind the over 20,000 National Guardsmen in Washington on Inauguration Day. Was it an optic of deception? That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We saw quite a visual in Washington, D.C. during the time of inauguration. But I wonder, what are your thoughts, Sam? Did the military and the barricades that surrounded most of the Capitol building and a lot of Washington, D.C., did that hamper the day anyway?
Well, I think it did, particularly from the standpoint of a visual image communicated to the world. It kind of gets to the idea of why were they all there? Did they prevent something that did not happen? Or were they there playing into a much larger degree of optics? We are in days of enormous deception. We know that the media, the communications, represent a lot of disinformation. To me, it reminds me very much of the days before the end days that Christ talked about, days of deception. Those who were, for instance, went to D.C. on January the 6th, well over a million people, but yet the media took and turned that to say it was an act of insurrection, and it made it look to the rest of the world like the United States was no different than any of the other third world countries. And the communication, the optics of this transition in power, to me, demonically made to make the good patriots, peace-loving, to make them look like they actually were the terrorists. To me, it was a graphic display of, again, deception on a grand scale. The Guard and all that were there were brought there to demonstrate and to show to the world the United States is an armed camp, and now we have an administration who's going to come in and unify this divided nation. There were a lot of optics intentionally set, I believe, for the influence of the image of the United States worldwide.
Sam Rohr with insight into the reason or reasons for the large presence of National Guardsmen in Washington on Inauguration Day. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Sam, in his report, mentioned deception as one of the reasons for over 20,000 National Guardsmen in Washington on Inauguration Day. I will not discuss who might be behind this deception, but let me remind you that Jesus Christ said in his Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, that deception would be a major player leading up to his return. That word deception used four times in Matthew 24, verses 4, 5, 11, and 24. By the way, his return is preceded 7 years earlier by the rapture of the church. And that rapture could actually happen today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...